I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. So excited to welcome our friend Jerry Palm, who frequently listens to the show. He does not sleep, well, hours like much of America, so like us. He stays up a good portion of the nights, and he works on those bowl projections that he updates every single week, every time there's a round of college football games. And Jerry was at the game in West Lafayette in which Purdue produced a major upset. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us. How exactly did this happen?
Well, it happened because Purdue came out and played at a pretty high level, even for how they've been since their 0-3 start. But also, you know, they got some help from Ohio State, who did not play very well. A lot of unforced mistakes, bad penalties, things like Haskins, a quarterback, overthrowing a wide open receiver who had nobody, you know, within 20 yards of him, an easy touchdown, except he just, you know, made a bad pass. And there were, you know, multiple occasions of that. He threw 73 passes, school record number of passes, but they weren't all good. And they just, you know, they didn't get their running game established. And the Purdue defense, you know, took that away from him. And Haskins wasn't up to the task of going toe-to-toe with David Blau and a very prolific Purdue offense.
Mm. What did you see specifically from the Purdue defense and the Ohio State offense in the red zone?
Yeah, they just, once the field got shorter, it was harder for Ohio State to operate. They were having trouble running the ball anyway. Purdue was really just manhandling the Ohio State offensive line and not letting them establish a run game at all. They were having a lot of success throwing the ball in the flats, but then once the field gets shorter, you know, you don't have that open space to work with the guys after they catch the ball, and the part of the game that was working for them didn't have enough room to operate.
You mentioned the 0-3 start for the Boilermakers. Now they've won four consecutive games. In your opinion, what's been the key for them to turn things around?
Well, I think probably the biggest key is that David Blau ended up with the starting quarterback job full-time. For the first three games, Blau and Elijah Sindelar, the backup, were splitting time. And then Sindelar had a little bit of an injury, couldn't go for one or two games, and Blau had to take over, and the offense just flowed better. But also, Jeff Brohm, you know, he said this, I think, in the postgame, that, you know, they just decided to be more aggressive with their play calling on both sides of the ball and special teams to some degree, too. They felt like they'd gotten too conservative and too predictable. And so they opened the game up for David Blau and the offense. And the offense has got a lot of weapons. It's the key to Purdue's team because that's where the experience and the better talent is than on the defense. And so the offense has to carry this team, and they've done that the last 4 weeks.
Jerry Palm has bowl projections every single week during the college football season. And, of course, things are shaken up now with the number 2 team losing on Saturday night to Purdue. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about the number of options. How does Rondale Moore change a game and open things up specifically?
Well, Rondale Moore is a special talent and the kind of a guy that Purdue doesn't often get. But he's not just fast, because he is very fast, but he's very strong. There was a viral video of him doing a 600-pound squat before the season started. So tackling this guy is not easy. And I saw that. I think his Pro Football Focus does a lot of very detailed statistical analysis, and he's like the number 2 receiver in the country in creating missed tackles by the defense. And in the fourth quarter, the play that really sealed the game for Purdue, Ohio State defender tries to tackle him, tries to throw him to the ground, and he just doesn't go to the ground. He pops back and just keeps running. And and ends up with a touchdown to put the game away. And that's, you know, Purdue fans have been seeing him all year, you know, make these kinds of plays that you can't just tackle him with one guy. He's too strong, but you can't overplay him because he's too fast. So he's really changed the way Purdue's offense operates.
Ohio State had been flirting with disaster to this point in the season, and now obviously losing to a team that is not ranked, albeit on the road and in conference. But in your opinion, how does this hurt the Buckeyes at this point in the season?
Well, it's very similar to last year. They got left out because of a loss like this to Iowa in a game that they were just never competitive. And, you know, in a situation where that fourth playoff spot might be on the line, even if Ohio State is able to come back and win the Big Ten, which they still could do, they still control their own destiny to do that. They might be in a situation where the committee is looking and saying, well, they just didn't show up 1 week, you know, and this other team might have a loss, but at least they were competitive week in and week out. And in the game that they lost, that's what kept them out of the playoff last year. And he could do the same for them again this year.
So you were there at the game on Saturday night. It's prime time. Obviously, everybody shows up and gets really hyped up for a game against a number two team. What was it like to be there as this was unfolding? And not a close game, but an actual rout.
Yeah, as a Purdue grad and fan, predisposed not to believe it's happening until it's done. but the atmosphere was very charged all night, especially because Purdue was able to get the lead early and held the lead the entire game. But it was a special night at Purdue because of Tyler Trent, a student who is battling really terminal cancer from Indianapolis, had came up for the game, most likely going to be his last time in a game, and inspired the team and inspired the fans. And it was a special night for him. And that just made the atmosphere so much better than when Purdue won, as he had predicted. And it was just a really fun night for everybody. And it's Saturday morning or Sunday morning in Lafayette was kind of a ghost town because everybody was up pretty late into the night.
Jerry Palm covers college football and college hoops. But right now, it's all football for CBS Sports with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I know Tyler is a friend of yours, and I also saw on some of his social media what an exhausting feat it was for him to even be at the game because of surgery and because of the travel. And I know he was in the locker room afterwards, and there were a lot of signs for him, and he definitely inspired the team and the fans. But because you know him, what about him makes him so special? What about him as a young man makes him able to do something like this?
Yeah, he's never really been about himself. You know, he's had all of these problems. He's a very grounded in Christian faith, and that helps him a lot, I know. He's always put others first. Even as he's battling all of these things, he's tried to reach out and help other people, raise money for cancer awareness, let the doctors do experiments on him that, you know, maybe other people wouldn't do. But his attitude is always positive. He's always got a smile, and it seems to be doing as much to try and uplift you as you would like to try to do to uplift him. And it's really infectious. And he's a very special kid. It's hard to see how this is affecting him, and yet he doesn't really ever let it affect his own attitude, and it's his courage and his faith and his grace through all of this is inspiring.
Awesome that he got to see a win and be part of it, but this is so much bigger than football. So what did it mean to him to be able to be there on this special night?
Yeah, it was something I know he wanted to do very badly. He wasn't sure even the day before if he'd be able to just endure what it takes for him to travel and go to a game. And the day before he was not feeling very well at all. The game had been on Friday. He couldn't have done it. So I believe there was some divine intervention that allowed him to show up on Saturday. And if you saw the piece on ESPN that Tom Rinaldi had done about him, it was the young man that was in that piece was very weak. And on Saturday, when I got to see him before the game, he was stronger and more positive, and his voice was good. And, and I think being at Ross Aid Stadium and being able to watch Purdue was energizing for him.
Energizing for him and inspiring for everyone else, including the team and the coach and obviously the fans who got to cross paths with him. Awesome story, and hopefully it will give him a little more strength to keep fighting. You can find Jerry on Twitter at JP Palm. CBS covers college football, has weekly bowl projections, was there for the biggest upset of the week, and maybe one of the biggest upsets of the season. And it's always good to talk to you, Jerry. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.